7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Why does it smell weird? Smells very odd. Oh, Buff is close. Oh, pay attention. Wow, look at all these bugs. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, it's Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I have found myself at Harrenhaven today. Just as I'm realizing it's Saturday and we shouldn't be out in public, here we are, out in public. But it's okay, because we're at Harrenhaven and there's only one other car here. But I'm standing here, up against the building, looking at this proliferation of box elder bugs that are on the back door here. That can't be good. I should have brought the banana oil, the real name of which I cannot think of at this time. But I've been wanting to test banana oil and box elder bugs. Guess I could do that. All right, so now I'm walking around the side of the building here at Harrenhaven. I can see a white golf ball. We're gonna leave it. But we are going to patrol through this zone, because this is where the golf balls land. And I've been seeing guys golfing on this golf course in the last couple days. This is, of course, a different golf course than the golf course that's near my house. This is actually kind of a good golf course. But I'm not seeing any other golf balls, which is fine. Absolutely fine. There's people golfing today. So what are we doing out here? Well, I've got to tell you a couple weird things, and that is, one, I woke up really late today and I was still tired. I did go to bed a little bit late because I got up early the day before, and then I took a nap and I ended up sleeping in for an extra hour. And so yeah. I'm kind of messed up, but not in a bad way. What? Does that make sense? What is going on over here? Nothing. Just some squirrels being obnoxious. I don't know what I feel like doing. Which way do I want to go? So I got up really late today. And, yeah, I realized what the problem is. The problem is that it's, you know, it's winter. The seasons are changing. And this is how my body reacts. For some reason, in the winter, I sleep in much later than I do in the warm weather. And I also tend to go to bed later. Which is weird, but yeah. Anyway, I gotta flip over to that mode of my life, and it takes a few days, so the next few days are gonna be kind of messed up until I realize that I gotta change my routine. You know, I've got a certain routine that changes depending on the season. I wake up, and what do I do first? Well, I mean, obviously I eat breakfast, eat pepperoni, eat waffles, drink tea, and then it's, let's go outside and do stuff. Okay, this is weird. What the hell is this gonna be? So I'm behind the butterfly garden, where they have built this one weird straight little bridge that just is, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 meters long, 1 meter wide. And it has a bench at the end. And this is now surrounded by steel posts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. There's 20 plus T cross section steel posts, the green ones, driven into the ground with hardware cloth set up. They're trying to keep animals out of this little section. What the hell is this for? What is... I don't... It makes no damn sense. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Toad, but if you're standing there, behind the butterfly garden, that means you're on the Mohals property. Oh, yes. Yes, I am. That was very observant of you. And so we're going to walk out there. This is all overgrown. I think they've stopped using this property. I wonder if they gave it to Harrenhaven. I just don't know. Anyway, I'm walking out to where the little beaver dam was. And it's great because with all this stuff growing up, this is no longer an empty field. I'm blind. Meaning there could be animals in here. We could probably spot some animals. And that's the other thing I should tell you, is I've already saw a bunch of turkeys. As I was driving over here, I was driving down Ione Worthman Lane. I guess it's called Road? Ione Worthman Road? Ione Worthman being, of course, the woman who founded Harrenhaven. Used to be Old Maple Street, but now it's Ione Worthman Drive. And as I was driving down it, there was about 8 or 9, maybe 10 turkeys standing in the driveway of one of the houses that's in the street there. I laughed. Okay, so I'm now walking parallel to the tiny little creek. This is the outflow creek. This is the outflow of the Harrenhaven Pond that then goes into the big, big creek, which is really a river. I can't see in there anymore, but obviously it's not flooded anymore. I'm trying to look down into this marmot path, not seeing anything. So I saw some turkeys today. That lifted my spirits. Not that my spirits need lifting per se, it's just that I felt bad for sleeping so long. I mean, I got up at noon. I got up at about 4 minutes after noon. And I laid there for about another 10 or 15 minutes before I bothered to get up. I'm walking through the area that used to be flooded due to the beaver dam. It is now dry. It's very, very dry out here. Walking along. It's a lovely day. It was overcast, but I think the sun is going to try to come out here in a few minutes. It's 11 degrees. So I'm wearing my light jacket, but I'm still wearing my short pants. It's short pants day. Again, as usual. And there's more good news on that front. I was watching the weather. Okay, here, look at this. Wait. I found some poops, but it's old poop. Is it Bevler poop? Is it more beaver poop? No, it doesn't look like it. There's a lot of sawdust and beaver poop, and I'm not seeing any sawdust. All right, let's keep moving here. I'm making my way out to the weir. I don't know if we're going to be able to get out there. It's all overgrown and everything, but there's little animal trails everywhere. Yeah, so I saw turkeys, and I'm wearing short pants. And I was, before I left the house, hold on a second, I gotta see if I can see anything out here. I can't really get out to the weir because everything's still overgrown. There's nothing happening anyway. The pond is very still. Except right here at the bank where I'm causing commotion because all the frogs and dudes can hear me and they're hopping around going, oh, what's going on? Who is that? What is it? I don't see anybody out on the lake at all. I don't see any birds. I don't see any ducks. No ducks, no geese, no herons, no muskrats, no beavers, no turtles, no... nothing. Huh. All right. Turning around. Now let's take this path. This path that goes by the temporary pond, which is overgrown with all kinds of crap. Right, so I was watching the weather right before I left, and they said, yes, it's going to be 12 degrees today. And I said, okay, that's good. And then they said, yeah, it's going to be 17 degrees in a couple days, 16 degrees. Oh, there's a lot of... Wait, there's a big trail. I'm finding trails. I'm going to walk up the bank here, because this is near a marmot den. And do we have scratty action over here? Do we have scratty action in the reeds? All right, I see water moving. Okay, I'm seeing evidence of muskrat action. There's a path here. There's some tamped down reeds. They've been pulling up. They've been climbing up out of the water right here. But I don't see any muskrats. I wonder if they're building push-ups. You know, it's getting cold. It might be time for muskrats to start building their winter quarters. And they do that in the reeds here. They get under a compressed mat of reeds and they start pushing it up. And they basically make tents that are called, strangely enough, push-ups. And so you have these little reed wigwams in back areas, shallow areas of ponds and stuff. And I'm looking for these push-ups now. Can't really see into there. And they won't be really obvious until all the reeds fall down. You know, in January, it's super obvious. We've investigated these push-ups before in previous years on the Dubious Goals Committee. That's always fun. Now, can I get up there? Because that would be a good spot to look in, but yeah. Let's get back into the forest. Loop around. We'll go out onto the boardwalk. Oh, somebody's in there. Who's in there? Is it just a bird? Somebody under this bush. Who is it? I think it's just birds. And every time I turn around and walk away, I hear more sounds. They're just waiting for me to move. Right, so apparently it's going to be a little bit warmer the next couple days. Oh my goodness, now look at this. I cannot get back into Herrenhaven because somebody has taken all the piled up brush and blocked the cut with it. Okay. So I guess we've got to go bushwhacking through the forest now. Get around here. Okay, yeah. Kind of a pain, but now we're by the... But now we're by the Mary Snidely Memorial... what do you call this? It's like a little pavilion. You can just sit down and chill out here. She was one of the hardcore here at Herrenhaven. Anyway, all right, we're going to head out onto the boardwalk. Well, I tell you that, yeah, so it's going to be warm for the next couple days. So we're probably going to be able to get outside and do more outdoor stuff as long as it's not too windy. All right, we've got some action up here. We got ducks in the sub pond. Oh, wow, we're starting to lose the duckweed. The duckweed's dying off. We got one, two, three. This mallard pair is kind of swimming away from me. There's another two mallard pairs up there. And then further back, standing on a log, is another mallard pair. So we got Ooh, there's a big bird flying in. Oh, he's flying out. Where's he going? Way on the other side of the pond, we have a blue heron. Flying, circling, landed in the tree. Sweet. All right, yeah, so there's four sets of ducks out here. We're heading out to the boardwalk. So as I was saying, I don't see any push-ups here. As I was saying, we're going to have a few more days of warmth. It's going to be warm enough to come outside without even wearing a jacket. And this is good news for me because this gives me a few more days to find my pants. My long pants. Oh my goodness, there's another heron flying in. Wow. Where's he going? I'm standing on the boardwalk. All right, now this guy, he's circling around. Is he coming back towards me? Nope, he hooked back. What are these guys doing? Okay, something's big splashed behind me. Muskrat, yes, okay. We've got a muskrat swimming along the reed line. And he was splashy. Was somebody attacking him? Was he being bitten by a snapper or something? I don't think so. He dove. He dove back into the reed line. Okay, just saw a scratchy. Glad he was so splashy. Oh, there he is. Okay. Yeah, he's swimming in the area where we were just sort of walking. Where's he going? He's heading towards the spit that covers the standpipe. All around me, in all of this little seaweed stuff. Frogs. Frog guys sticking up and looking at me. Look over here on this side. Oh my God, look at that fat froggy. Hi, fat froggy. Look at all these eyes. They're staring at me, turning my attention back to my muskrat. Something is swimming behind him as well, leaving a wake, but much slower and underwater. Scratty is on the surface. He's leaving a wake. He's swimming kind of fast. It looks like he's got something in his mouth, but I can't tell what it is. Probably a bunch of leaves. And he just disappeared. Did he dive or did he... Is there a little den at the end of that spit? Or is that him out there? Did he just sort of hook under there and go hiding? Or was that him over there? Did he just dive deep? I thought I saw some bubbles in what would have been his path of travel. Yep, there he is. Boom, he popped back up. I see where he's going. Ah, there's some stamped down weeds over there. Reeds over there. Yeah, okay. Scratchy den. It looks like there might be a push-up being built. Yeah, see, the funny thing is we were over there, but we can't get to that part. Ugh. Okay, there might be some overwintering scratchy action back there. Look at these fat five froggies. These thugs are staring up at me. Don't look at me. Stop looking at me. All right, heading out to the end of the boardwalk. Jeez. Because are there just herons hanging out over there somewhere? All right, I'm scanning the rim of the pond. I see nothing. Now, which tree did that heron land in? These trees are a good 200 meters away. We're never going to see anything from here. Now, see? Is that him? No. Move sideways. Is that him over there? I don't see anything. Is there a duck out there? There might be a couple ducks standing on a stick. And I bet the spring has scratties in it. All right. Forget this. Let's go out to the big blind. Let's go out to the big blind and see if we can see those herons from here. I'm just glad we finally saw a muskrat. Haven't seen muskrats in forever. Did we see any this spring? I'm sure we did, but it didn't seem like there was, you know, a lot of muskrat action this year. Sometimes, some years, there's lots of muskrat action. This wasn't one of those years, I guess. What this is frog action. Look at these guys. They're very green. Look at this guy. He's so bold, he's up on the surface. Ba-boom! Look how green I am. Look how green you are. You're the greenest. Okay, back to this side. Look at all these frogs. Some very nice froggies. All right. I'm just glad we got to see a muskrat and a couple of herons. I'm about to step off the boardwalk. Yeah. All right. So here's the plan. If I walk kind of fast, we should be able to make it out to the blind and maybe see where those herons are or what they're doing or what the heck is going on. Nobody knows. As I go by the sub pond, I twist and look behind me. Yep, we got ducks. Mallards. Mallard pairs. Very nice. I like their shiny green heads. Do-do-do-do. And here we have some more intrepid wildlife lovers looking up into the trees. Probably some bird folks. This is a big old bird sanctuary and was founded by original Audubon members. Originally, Herrenhaven was an Audubon project, National Audubon Society, but I don't remember the exact story. They split off. Splitters! And Herrenhaven became its own thing. And now it's just getting weirder because, you know, now everybody thinks it's a public park. People are bringing their dogs out and stuff. Okay, looking back into the billabong, there's no action. I would expect none, especially muskrats, because there's no reeds back there this year. That's one thing I need to do. I should probably take some of those cattail heads and spread some seeds around so we can get some reed growth in the areas where the muskrats like to overwinter, like in the sub pond. And that's fun because then in the winter when it freezes, the water freezes and you can walk right out there. I just walked by two other people. There was only one car here. Why are there four people here now? When the water freezes, you can walk right out to the muskrat push-ups. And you can say hello. Hello, muskrats. All right, I'm approaching the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And it's coming into view now, the pond itself. What do we got? What do we got? Still as glass. A few frog ripples. And, nothing else. Thought maybe there might be a few more ducks hiding back here, but nope. Alright, so, to the big blind. Wait, start looking up, Tobe. I am looking up. I'm looking up in those trees where I saw that blue heron land. I could have sworn it was that tree, but I do no longer see my blue buddy. Did he fly away? Where did he go? All right, we are in the blind. We are in the A.J. Werthmann Memorial Blind. He was the president of the Audubon Society of Omaha for a year or two back in the late 70s. Out on the party log, we just have two pairs of mallards. Nothing on Goose Island. Can't really see into the delta. All right, looking up into the trees, trying to find that heron. And I'm starting to think that that second heron that we saw might have just been the first heron. No, did you hear that? Might have just been the first heron flying away. But I just heard a sound that sounded like a weird heron squawk. They make some weird noises. They do not sound like birds. When herons start talking, you don't know what's happening. Because when they're just talking to each other, they just sort of rattle. They make this rattling sound, which I have compared to, and this is an extraordinarily accurate description. Take a Pringles can, a Pringles potato chips can, and put about 4 or 5 sets of chopsticks in it. And then just sort of tilt it back and forth. And that's what herons sound like when they're talking to each other, like when they're in their nests. But when they get out onto the water and they really want to let out a yelp, they do this. It's weird dinosaur sounds. Pterodactyl. It's bizarre. I don't see my blue heron. They will stand around in those trees over there. I've seen that a bunch of times. Anyway. Let me look out over here. Anything really? No. Trying to get a better angle out towards the delta. Not happening. Not happening. Okay. Huh. Well, at least we saw some cool stuff. I like cool stuff. That duck heard me. Now he's sticking his head up. He's looking over. I'm going to wave. Hi. Hi. That reminds me, I need a new duck call. I got to get a good duck call. You know, I have that toy one. I think it doesn't work anymore. Anyway, maybe I could make one. Don't I know enough about just general awesomeness to make a duck call? I mean, you'd think so, right? All right, I'm heading up onto the big loop trail that goes up the hill, loops around. Because if you stand here, you can see out over the lake. And I'm looking up into those trees and, well, somebody's been in here removing all that bad plant. That's good. Heck, we can almost get back down there. See, at one point in time, a number of years ago, there used to be an animal trail right here. You can still kind of see it. And when there's no gunk in the grunk, you can go down and follow that animal trail, get down there and get into the delta. It's kind of cool. You can do it in the spring, then it gets overgrown by summer. All right, now I'm looking into the big ravine. Can't see anything in down there anymore because all that bad stuff is growing. Boo. Boo. And now I'm trying to remember what it is I'm supposed to do today. Well, I was going to look for my pants. But now that I found out that it's going to be warm for a few more days, I can put that off. Tobe, are you trying to tell us that you don't know where your pants are? Well, it's not that I don't know where my pants are so much as I don't know exactly where they are. They could be any number of places. But anyway. Yeah, I'm going to need them pretty soon. Better find them, throw them in the wash, whatever. And I should probably also tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for muskrats and other awesome stuff at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. The winter season is coming up, and now this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
All right, I'm walking out of here. Oh. What do I want for lunch? Maybe I'll make some beef stroganoff.